A legal watchdog group is accusing Vice President Dick Cheney and the oil services company he once ran, Halliburton, of fraud, specifically overstating revenues and profits by hundreds of millions of dollars over the past 3 years. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
The suit was filed in U.S. Circuit Court for the Northern District of Texas on behalf of three Halliburton shareholders by the Washington-based group Judicial Watch. The suit alleges that while Cheney was chairman and CEO of Halliburton, a post he held from 1996 until 2000, the company used what the suit calls fraudulent accounting practices to overstate its revenues by $445 million. Larry Klayman is Judicial Watch's chairman and general counsel. He announced the suit in Miami.
Ordinary people, senior citizens, Americans of all ages, employees relied upon the financial statements and financial reporting of Halliburton in making investments in this company. And they have lost money in this company in large part.
The plaintiffs, a husband and wife from New Mexico and an investor from Indiana, say they lost more than $200,000 buying Halliburton stock, whose price was elevated because of the inflated revenue numbers. Judicial Watch says the company increased its annual profits by booking revenue from customer projects that had run over budget but hadn't yet settled. These days, Halliburton stock is in the doldrums, trading under $14 a share, less than half of its 52-week high. Judicial Watch's claimant says the vice president should have known what was going on.
Cheney says, well, it was just the accountants who did that. He doesn't want to take responsibility. He was head of the company. Well, he's going to take responsibility now, because he's a defendant in this lawsuit.
In addition to Cheney, the rest of the board of directors during the period from 1999 to 2001 is also named in the suit. So was Halliburton's then accounting company, Arthur Andersen. Halliburton is now being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The SEC began its probe in late May after the New York Times reported on similar allegations. Cheney did not comment on the suit today, and the White House was dismissive of it. Spokesman Ari Fleischer.
The suit is without merit. This is a suit filed vis-a-vis Halliburton, and it's appropriate to address any further questions to Halliburton.
Halliburton insists it has done nothing wrong. In a written statement, company chief financial officer Doug Fauci said the lawsuit's claims were untrue, unsupported, and unfounded. Arthur Andersen had no comment on the suit. With scandals mounting in the business world, Enron, Global Crossing, and WorldCom, Judicial Watch's claimant said he mainly hoped the suit would send a message.
If Vice President Cheney broke the law, then that will set an example, a much better example, than the president with his rhetoric tried to set yesterday in Wall Street, that indeed everyone will be held accountable for these kinds of excesses.
Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.